This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking that when things seem out of order, they are in fact in divine order. And I had this thought as I was thinking about David's story and the two promises God made to him. So the first promise is that David will get the throne. And the second promise is that he will have an everlasting family line. Now, we know from David's life that even though he was named king, he wouldn't be crowned king until 13 years later. And in terms of that second promise, he would have an everlasting family line, but then on more than one occasion, David's family line would dwindle down to about just one family member. So David's life is a great example and inspiration that God always honors his word. And I know personally that there were two types of situations that would always rattle me. If things got down to the wire, or if something didn't happen when I thought it was going to happen. David's life shows us that even though things may sometimes appear out of order, they are always in divine order. So there's no need to fret. And sometimes I have to put a visual over my head and that says I picture an out of order sign and over that I put divine order. And so as you may create your own visual today, cling to these words. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, present your request to God and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, 7. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know things are in divine order.